And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I know many of you are very discouraged because football season has started and your team has already lost their first game, okay? Life goes on. We're going to talk about, just a few minutes here, we're going to talk about real estate as a career. Been doing it many years. Is real estate a good career or not? Now, I'm going to make a lot of owners unhappy, but I say you can do it full-time as a career or part-time. I used to be invited around the country to speak to agents on how to generate business. I'm blessed now to talk to owners on a model of their company. And I was talking to a group, Nashville or Dallas, of owners, and I was asked, do I take part-time people? And I turned it around. I said, those of you who take only full-time agents, raise your hand up. And 70% of them did. And I understand. I understand the commitment and the importance of having people that know what they're doing. But then I said, those that raise your hand up, tell me if your bottom quartile does less than 10 transactions a year. And they all raise their hand up. And so I said, so you're telling me you're okay with a full-time person doing 4 or 5 deals a year, but you don't like my part-time person that does 30 or 40 deals a year. My thing is honesty. Can I trust you? Quality. I've said for 10, 15 years now, I put quality over quantity. If you're honest and I can trust you, and I've got several companies, different companies, but my real estate franchise, my main thing is honesty. And I've got some amazing part-time people that fit this in their lifestyle. As long as they're honest and everything, I'm fine with it. So I think you can do it part-time for income or full-time. Now, let's first start off with the bad things. There's only three things that come to my mind. I really don't think there's anything bad. We talk about the money. Total cost to get licensed in real estate, and this varies around the country. In Louisiana, I'm going to say ballpark $1,000 to $2,000 total to get legal licensed in real estate. Now, that's on the basis of going to an online school, not taking a live class. Live classes are great. The online classes are much less expensive. But I'm going to say $1,000 to $2,000 for the class, take the test, and then joining the local boards and errors and omissions and all the stuff you have to do. Now, some areas of the country, it's probably $2,000 to $3,000. But still, that amount of money, hey, you know what it costs to be a licensed massage therapist? I mean, or anything else, it costs a whole lot more. But there is expenses, and there's some expenses monthly and renewals. But to me, if you're actively doing some real estate, it's not an issue. Money is not an issue. And your money goes out in three stages. I tell people, if you think you really would like to pursue a career in real estate, then take it one step at a time. Go to the school, pass the school test, go take the examination wherever you have to go, whatever city. Pass that, then you can typically do a couple different things. You can say, okay, I did all that, got it out of the way, I'm not ready right now, so you want to go inactive? And go inactive and wait until you're ready to go. You can go and jump in and do it. There are other companies. I've got another company, it's a referral company where people can go in, it's very inexpensive, and get paid for referrals. So your money goes out in three stages. The money side, you know, commissions. You know, real estate is paid on commission, so you only get paid when you close a transaction. That's kind of common sense. The only other thing I can think of negative, there's some stress, okay? You have a buyer and seller, you've contract, they're ready to close it, you've got it set up for closing that day, and all of a sudden, I mean, the sellers have already packed up, U-Hauled, moved out, And all of a sudden your buyer says, you know, we've thought about this and we've changed our mind. You know, okay, there is stress in real estate, but there is stress. Tell me that you have not had stress in your life, okay? If you run it right, do it right, and you're honest and you're trained and you learned, you can handle that. I don't know of anything else negative, really. The good things about real estate, number one, in my opinion, flexibility. It gives you flexibility in your life. I don't know how many people have joined my company because they've got kids and school and cheerleading and football and all that, and they need the flexibility. Guys like to hunt and fish and everything. So it gives you flexibility in your life. You control how much you want to do and how often you want to work. You can make money in real estate. Now, in Louisiana, where I'm at, the average agent in Louisiana, the state of Louisiana, statistics say they make an average of, or the median income is about $75,000, the agent's part in Louisiana. I think in the nation it's around $85,000, but that varies so much. The average home in Louisiana is a ballpark $250,000. There are states and cities and areas where the average home sale is $500,000. And you take a basic commission on a $500,000 home versus a $250,000, that's twice as much, okay? And my answer, I am obsessed with fairness. I am obsessed with everybody being treated fair. I like it because it's fair. You build that business up. If you have an 8-to-5 corporate job, how many times does the corporate headquarters in God knows where say, okay, we need to lay off some people. Let's lay off 50 people in every state or something or another. You're a number. They don't care. I've had people around here, good friends, been supervisors at big companies making, you know, six figures plus, got laid off just because they were a number. Real estate is fair. You build that business up. Now, the company you're with, we like to think our company, our training, our support, our reputation has helped build that business for people. But you build that business up, other owners will disagree, but I say, that's your business. You own that business. If you decide to open up your own company or you move to another company, those buyers and sellers stay with you. They know you. So you build that up. You can't be laid off. You can be fired. But you go somewhere else and you take those buyers and those sellers with you. If somebody leaves my company, I say take your active listings with you, close out your pendings, Let's be happy, okay? Move on. I like it because it's fair. Another reason I think is the ability to help people, the passion to help people. I can tell you story after story after story where people were crying at closing. I was the number one agent in our market for years, number three in Oklahoma City. And the times that I went to closing and people cried because they got a house and it was their dream. Now, you got a corporate deal where the people are CPAs or a banker or they're whatever. It's business, okay? But the ability to help people, to take care of people. I went to a church some time ago for a certain event, and a couple came to me and said, you don't remember me, but 100 years ago, you got us in a house when nobody else could do it. And I looked at them. I said, what's the name? I said, it was a VA loan, wasn't it? They said, yes. And I said, I remember because I lost a lot of money on you making all that work. But they just hugged me and thanked me for giving me the passion. And let's be honest, 90%, in my opinion, I think statistically, 90% of all millionaires, I think I said this on my last podcast, 90% of all millionaires did it through real estate. Maybe not just real estate, but real estate had a very big part of them becoming millionaires. So going into real estate and learning.
What's the bad thing?
You jump into it, you do it, and you decide now you want a full-time job. You have learned real estate. You have learned the ability to invest in real estate. You may end up flipping homes. You may end up renting. You may end up doing a lot of different things in real estate, but real estate is where the money is. So to me, there's no really downside. Now, you don't want to go into real estate full-time if you're supporting, if you're a single mother or a father supporting two or three kids. You need a job. You need a steady job until you get going. I tell people, come in, get started, get going, take it slow and easy. Then when you see you're ready, then quit that job and do it. So there's a lot of good things in real estate. Now, what company should you join? Most companies are really good companies. And it's not that any company is better or worse. We're just all different. And people need different things. The National Association of Realtors survey recently showed three things that a person looks for in a company, an agent looks for in a company. They certainly look for the commission percent. Historically, that was 50%. Decades and decades ago, it was 50%. It probably runs from 50 to 80% now. But there's pluses and minuses. Commissions, expenses, what does that company charge in expenses? And then support. Now, I think the survey shows the number one thing that people look for in a company is support. I value that. I'd like to think if you ask anybody in my company, 120 agents, why they're here, they're going to say support. All of our training is free, everything we do. But I almost resent that because I pay a high commission, low expenses. But if you're going into real estate, interview two or three companies. Make sure you understand what the commission options are, expenses options are, and what it's going to take to get you trained. I don't want anybody that doesn't go through training and learn the legalities and the ins and outs of real estate. Now, your real estate school, the first step of going through the school, that real estate school is not going to teach you anything about a career in real estate. That real estate school is structured to protect the public. Laws, rules, regulations. We're not lawyers. We're not attorneys. So the real estate company you join has got to teach you the ins and outs of real estate. I'm going to end this with, I was asked once in, I don't remember which state it was, I was talking to owners, and I was asked what I thought it took to be successful in real estate. I turned it around and asked the owners, and I got the things that I've heard for decades, and these are good things. Personality test, education levels, public relations skills, those are all good things. I can tell you, this is personally my opinion, to be successful in real estate, and I'm not so sure this is not true in sales and most all employment opportunities. I say you have to have three things to be successful in real estate. You have to be honest, you got to have work ethics, and you got to have a passion to help people. You got to want to help people above and beyond that commission. All right? Now, I always do an extra. My extra, you can click on here. A song I wrote some years ago, I think is one of my best songs, was recorded by a very good friend that I value, Lisa Lee Pfeiffer. Great, great singer. Recorded it. Face to face. God bless you.